Let's just talk about three basic categories of an energy management system. The first is restoring energy. Here we're really talking about sleep. Two is the way that you build energy. And given we're in the pre-production phase, we're particularly focused on how you build energy in the AM. Three, how do you keep fueling the machine right? So you build energy and deplete it in the right ways. On topic one, restoring energy. I am talking principally about sleep, but there's other ways to recover energy through the day as well. Ways that you keep it more in idle, maybe from meditation or ice baths for shocking the system into energizing. But ultimately, what we're really talking about here is sleep. And we touched on this already, and I don't have a lot to add. All I would say is, it is very, very, very important that you figure out what the right amount of sleep is for you, and that you train yourself to get it. See, many of us struggle to go to bed in the right way so that we can actually get the right amount of sleep. And the truth is, I'm not a good person to ask on this topic, because I've never had a problem with sleep. I don't go to bed at the same time every night. I don't wake up with an alarm clock. I set my time in my head for about 6.5 to 7 hours sleep. And so it all depends on when I go to bed, when I get up. Often I'll cut that short and sleep less, but I really target the right amount of sleep. And you want to figure out the right amount of sleep for you and how you optimize getting to sleep and the quality of sleep that you get. See, we know, it's a fact, too little sleep will kill you. And too much sleep will kill your life as well. So the goal is to really optimize your sleep depending on what you need. And also to train yourself to go to bed in the right ways so you can get the highest quality sleep. The second set of topics in this energy management system are the ways that you build energy, and particularly in the AM. And we'll talk more a little bit on the waking routine and the AM routine, where I'll introduce you to fancy tools like the BSG, the bouncy, smiley, giggly, for getting energized in the morning. But here I just want to share with you three ideas. And these particularly matter to getting energized in the AM, but they're also incredibly powerful for building more energy throughout the day. One, proper breathing. In the AM, in particular, you want to oxygenate the body. A good technique is to, for 5 minutes, just stand there and deep breathe, using a technique like box breathing. Ideally, if you live somewhere where there's fresh air, like when I lived in Vail, Colorado, I would stand on the balcony in the AM and just suck in air for 5 minutes. That cold, fresh air easily energizing the body. Yet no matter what it comes to, as soon as you wake, just starting to take those deep breaths quickly oxygenates the body and restores energy. And something to note here is that some diseases of thinking like anxiety can often just be tracked back to shallow breathing. Right, the body's breathing shallow, you start to get anxious, when instead if you just take big, deep, slow breaths, you can quickly restore your mental state of mind. The second way to energize in the morning is really basic as well, but it's backed up by science, which is to start hydrating. To keep a large glass of water next to your bed, or to walk to the kitchen and just take a big gulp of water, what you notice is that the body's been in slumber. So you're hydrating with water. You're starting to breathe. You're just getting oxygen moving around the system. It seems really basic. When you think about it, that's all us human machines are. Fuel in, energy out, like a car. How you fuel a car and how you deplete energy is very basic. Yet for us human machines, it's not always easy to remember to do these basic things that make a big difference. And the third one, this is a big one throughout the day, and particularly part of my AM routine as well, and it's backed up by science, is smiling. There are literally study after study after study that prove Just by smiling, you feel happier. You feel better. And what do I mean by feel better? You energize yourself. From low vibrational states, you elevate your energy to a higher energy just through smiling. And we talked about this a bit in track two. Why? Because the cause and effect is wrong. Right? We think that you smile because something good happens, yet when you smile, you feel like something good just happened. And so you see, these three things are very basic. Smiling, breathing, drinking water. Yet it's the basics that add up to a great way to start your day and also to continue doing throughout your day. The third category here in the energy management system is your fueling system. Or said differently, food. And you get a sense for where I'm coming from on this. See, I see food as fuel. And this doesn't mean that food isn't meant to be enjoyed, but it's not how I bias it. I bias what I put into my body based on what's going to be my best fueling. And there's four topics here: food, liquids, stimulants, and other supplements. I will preface this by saying I'm not a nutritionalist, and I'm not offering medical advice here. What I'm really suggesting is when it comes to all of these topics, you figure out what makes the most sense for you to identify what's the best way to fuel your body. When it comes to food, as we talked about, we all know if you have a heavy lunch, you're likely to be less agile in the afternoon. What about how you fuel yourself in the morning? What really gets your day started right? And all the way throughout the day, you're making these choices, not just based on what the body feels like, but what you decide is the right choice for you. Personally, having experimented with this stuff over many years, I eat mostly vegan, mostly liquid, often raw. And these are the choices that work best for me. And again, I just encourage you to play around with what you eat and figure out what builds your best ultimate days. Two, liquids. See, I'm lucky here that basically for 20 years, I haven't drank much more than water or iced tea. I've never been into sodas or juices or any other stuff that I perceive to be, you know, particularly useless to the body. And instead, I keep my liquids very, very simple. At different points in time, I played around with electrolytes and other types of liquids. But these days, I'm focused more on just hydration with water and some iced tea here and there. Again, I'm no expert on this, but it's pretty obvious that there's very little value in sodas. And I haven't drank alcohol in about 10 years. But again, no judgment here. Figure out what is the right mix for you and optimize the way that you hydrate your machine. The third category is stimulants. And here I'm really just simplifying it down to coffee. And see, one of the things with coffee that many of us don't understand is, does our body really want it? Or has it just become habituated to it? And when I was on Wall Street, as I talked about earlier, I was sucking down a lot of coffee just to get through the day. Yet in leaving Wall Street, this was one of the things that I cut out. Because I wanted to see how your body responds when you give up coffee. And what I've discovered is that you will never miss it. That it's mostly placebo. That even if there is some type of rush from coffee, it's a short-term fix. And personally, what I've found is that stopping drinking coffee habitually means that I can enjoy a coffee every now and then because I want to drink it versus using it as a way to fuel the body. And this comes back to the notion we talked about in the higher-level topics in track two of taking back your power. If you think that coffee is the source of your energy, then you're giving over your power to Starbucks. You're saying your energy is dependent on someone else's coffee in your hand. Yet it's false. Imagine you're sitting around all tired, feeling like, oh, I just got to get a coffee. and then an axe murderer bursts through the door. Don't you think your body would find tons of energy? See, and that's the point. All the energy is created in the body anyways. And taking back our power is training ourselves to access it at our will. And I'm not suggesting that you go cold turkey. An easy way to play around with this is if you used to drink your coffee at, say, 8 a.m, try just deferring it by an hour. If you're used to getting one in the afternoon, start playing around with some of the tools we're going to talk about in a bit. The BSG. Bounce, smile, giggle. Put a smile on your face and notice that you get more energized. Or one of the tools we'll talk about, the cure. Pump your arms in the air, get fired up. You'll find this energy is already inside of you. The fourth topic here in fueling are supplements. And again, I'm no expert on this and I suggest that you do your own research. But I'm really big on superfoods. See, my diet looks a lot like liquid, raw, and superfoods. Stuff like maca or spirulina or green juices. And call it 20 different types of vitamins or pills or vitamin C or E or D and calcium, antioxidants, a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I don't know if this stuff is good for you. I don't know if it has any real benefit. I can share with you, though, that I don't remember the last time I got sick. I don't remember having a cold. I don't remember having the flu. And I'm not saying that the way that I eat and hydrate the body makes a difference, but it seems to me that I've found a formula that works well for me, that gives me the right energy for living my ultimate days. So what's the right way of you fueling yourself? The fourth topic I have for you here in this energy management system, I just called other. But these are real meaningful topics, like exercise. This is a very bizarre topic to me, that exercise in our society is a thing, that I gotta go to the gym or gotta do my exercise. We are biomechanical machines. We are built to exercise. And to me, it's absolutely essential that you're using your body in these ways to build energy. And even though exercise depletes energy, it builds more than it depletes, and also provides so many other benefits, like the type of brain chemicals that are stimulated through exercise. Another topic in here to consider are things like ice baths or cold showers. Another thing that I do to finish most of my days is steaming. By taking a steam, I perceive that what I'm doing is flushing the body. So you're drinking a lot of water during the day and then steaming it out at night. With exercise, you're constantly cycling the body, flushing out toxins and flushing water through the body. Again, I'm no medical expert. I don't know if this benefits you, but I know that as part of a way of managing your energy every day, it's worked for me. Now, that's all I'll say on these topics of the energy management system. And even though I'm talking about these in the pre-production phase of your day, and some of them more specifically as it relates to energizing yourself in the AM, these are, of course, ideas that you carry throughout your day for the way that you build and deplete energy. And I don't know what the right answers are for you, but what I do is strongly encourage you to explore them and continue building the right energy systems for your ultimate days.